It's hour number two of this week's Blues Before Sunrise.
Well, it ain't what you say, it's what you do. I say it ain't what you say, it's what you do. I know you mean what you say when you do what you say you do. You say you love me forever, but I do know it's true. I'll never know it unless you show it, prove that you really do. Well, it taint what you say, it's what you do. I said it taint what you say, it's what you do. I know you mean what you say when you do what you say you do. I hear you talking, now stop your squawking, hey, everywhere you say. But I want action for satisfaction. Don't talk a hole in my head. It taint what you say, it's what you do. What you do. I know you mean what you say when you do what you say you'll do.
Well, day is day and night is night. Everything done in the dark will sure come to light. I'm telling every living under the sun that every living goes when the wagon comes. Well, I'm having a ball and I'm having my fun. You only live it once, and when you're dead, you're done. But I'm still saying, and that ain't no fun. Every living goes when the wagon comes. Hey, I want everybody to fall in line and just pitch a boogie woogie like I'm pitching mine. But I want every living to get ready to run, 'cause every living goes when the wagon comes. Everybody 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 goes when the wagon comes.
Hey, everybody, did the news get around about a guy named Butcher Pete? Old Pete just flew into this town and he's chopping up all the women's meat.
He's hacking and whacking and smacking. He's hacking and whacking and smacking. He's hacking and whacking and smacking.
But your Pete's got a long, sharp knife. He starts chopping and don't know when to stop. Oh, you fellas better watch your wives, cause Pete don't care whose meat he chops.
He keeps hacking and whacking and smacking. He keeps hacking and whacking and smacking. He keeps hacking and whacking and smacking.
Hey, now.
Keep on their goal. You don't show that you love me. cause your looks are going sad. Better slow your speed, baby, cause your looks are going fast. Those graceful lines are gone. Darling, you haven't got long to last. If you've got to drink, baby, try to eat at least three times a day. If you've got to drink, baby, try to eat at least three times a day. If you don't, it'll get you down, and you won't have a word to say. Please slow your speed, baby, you still have a chance in life. Baby, you still have a chance in life. After all, you've got what it takes to make some good man a wife. I know what's gonna happen, baby, and I wouldn't tell you nothing more. I know what's gonna happen, baby, and I wouldn't tell you nothing wrong. Better slow your speed, baby, cause that beauty is almost gone.
Cheaper, prices getting steeper. Found myself a woman, but I just couldn't keep her. Time's getting tougher than tough. Things getting rougher than rough. But I make a lot of money, I just keep spending the stuff. Well, pork chops on the market, I asked the butcher for a pound. I couldn't buy a pork chop when I laid my money down. Time's getting tougher than tough. Things getting rougher than rough. When I make a lot of money, I just keep spending the stuff. Time's getting tougher than tough. Things getting rougher than rough. afford to live, I guess I'll have to try. Undertaker's got a union and it costs too much to die. Time's getting tougher and tougher. Things getting rougher and rougher. But I make a lot of money, I just keep spinning the stuff.
Jimmy Witherspoon, along with Ben Webster and Jerry Mulligan, from December 1959, Times Getting Tougher Than Tough. Let's go to the top. We started with Little Esther. Tain't What You Say, It's What You Do, from May of 1956. Then down to Atlanta, Georgia, Billy Wright. And When the Wagon Comes, December 1950. Then we listened to Roy Brown's part one of a two-part recording, the A and B of the same 78. We only played side A, Butcher Pete, from November of 1949. And then three by Jimmy Witherspoon. The first two were done for the Bahari Brothers and their modern label. First, Baby Baby, and then Slow Your Speed, both from 1952. And we wrapped it up with Times Getting Tougher Then Tough, Jimmy Witherspoon three times. It all happens right here on Blues Before Sunrise. Let's call on Margie Day.
That's the way love, oh, oh, oh.
Oh, love can make you laugh or cry. You want to live and then you want to die. It's strange, but goodness knows that's the way love, oh, oh, oh. Love can get you up a creek. You wanna quit, you find you're just too weak. It's mad, but I suppose that's the way love goes. Two lovers in the quarrel can sometimes say goodbye, but when they see tomorrow, it's another kiss and sigh. Oh, love, I'll never put you down, although I know you're gonna fool around. I need to have you close, that's the way love goes. But goodness knows that's the way love goes. Oh, love can get you up a creek. You wanna quit, but find you just too weak. It's mad, but I suppose that's the way love goes. Two lovers in the quarrel will sometimes say goodbye, but when they see tomorrow, it's another kiss and sigh. Never put you down, although I know you're gonna fool around. I need to have you close. That's the way love goes. 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 That's the way love goes.
Sighing.
Crying.
Cry, this is goodbye. You've made before. Goodbye, I've been. This is the end, and I ain't coming back anymore. You've been lying, lying, lying.
Use to lie about. my days in yearning, my moments thinking of you. I'll spend my life recalling the things you do. I cried my heart out forevermore. You'll always be the one that I adore. And nothing left I could do, I cry my heart out remembering you. And though I realize there's nothing left I could do, I cry my heart out remembering you. I cry my heart out
from the year 1950, The Four Jacks, and I Cry My Heart Out. It rounds out a set. Let's go to the top. We listen to Margie Day, and That's the Way Love Goes, from March of 1957. Then a vocalist, Cora Williams, from 1952, I Ain't Coming Back Anymore. She was accompanied by the group that we just listened to, The Four Jacks, accompanying Cora Williams. After Cora, we listened to Gloria Van. She was accompanied by a harmony group, too, and this is one I play on a regular basis. There were two groups called the Four Vagabonds. There was a white one and a black one. The black guys came from the St. Louis area and were based here in Chicago. Recorded for Bluebird, recorded for Apollo, and here's a record where they're accompanying Gloria Van and Fireflies in the Night from 1949. And that led us around to the Four Jacks. I Cry My Heart Out from 1950. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. And we're going to change the pace now. We'll go back for some pre-war recordings. How about this by Lil Green?
And boys, I got one stick. Give me a match and let me take a whiff quick. I'm gonna knock myself out. Yes, I'm gonna kill myself. I'm gonna knock myself out gradually by degrees. I started blowing my gauge, I was having my fun. I spied the police and I started to run. I was knocking myself out. Yes, I was killing myself. I was knocking myself out gradually by degrees. But the very moment throw that gauge on the ground, the police passed and said, kill yourself. The police passed and said, kill yourself. He said, knock yourself out, live gradually by degrees.
Yeah, it's the Harlem Ham Fats. How do I describe the Harlem Ham Fats? There were a number of instruments in the band that were jazz instruments. There were horns. And it sounds sort of like Tampa Red and Georgia Tom started Hokum, sort of like Hokum music. It's not straight out jazz. It's not down in the alley blues, but it's sort of like Hokum for horns. And in that particular record, they were fronted by Alberta Smith on the vocals, Way Down That Lonely Road from March 1939, Harlem Hamfats. Before that, we had Lil Green, recorded for the Bluebird label, Knocking Myself Out, January 1941. This group featured Simeon Henry on piano, Big Bill Brunzi on guitar, and Ransom Nolan on bass. Time now for our Ethel Waters session. I guess this is sort of a landmark occasion. This is the 50th recording session that we're presenting by Ethel Waters. You know, we took a vow at the beginning of last year to play every studio recording by Ethel Waters starting in 1921 and going up to her very last session before the recording ban, which was 1941. We find ourselves this week listening to a session from November 27th of 1933. And as has been the trend, the last six or eight recording sessions, she switched from being accompanied by black musicians to playing with mostly white jazz musicians that were on the Columbia label. This is sort of interesting. It's the Benny Goodman Orchestra, and among the players there were Benny Goodman, Jack Teagarden on trombone, Joe Sullivan piano, Gene Krupa on the bass. They also, just for good measure, included one black musician, Shirley Clay, on trumpet. There were two sides recorded at this session. First, I Just Couldn't Take It, Babe. And then we follow up with one that was very popular at the time, 100 Years From Today, Ethel Waters and her 50th recording session.
You just don't begin to know the spot you've got me in. If I ever thought you'd be untrue, I just couldn't take it, baby. Loving you the way I do. If it turned out I'd been giving my fool self a ride, had you figured out all wrong somehow, I just couldn't take it, baby. Couldn't do without you now. Some may take romance as just a song and dance, a game that they're just playing at. I just can't go gay and laugh love off that way. Can't help it, you've made me like that. Why, if I ever found out that it was just a runaround, and I didn't mean a thing to you, I just couldn't take it, baby. Loving you the way I do. I just couldn't take it, baby. Loving you the way I do. Just couldn't take it, baby. Loving you the way I do. Some may take romance as just a song and dance, a game that they're just playing at. But I just can't go gay and laugh love off that way. Can't help it, I'm made like that. Why, if I ever found out that it was just a runaround and I didn't mean an earthly thing to you, I couldn't take it, baby. Gee, but it's tough. I can't get enough. Loving you the way I do. such a great adventure. Learn to live it as you go. No one in the world can censure what we do here below. Don't save your kisses, just pass them around. You'll find my reason is logically sound. Who's going to know that you passed them around 100 years from today? Why crave a penthouse that's fit for a queen? You're nearer heaven on Mother Earth's green. If you had millions, what would they all mean 100 years from today? So laugh and sing, make love the thing, be happy while you may. There's always one beneath the sun who's bound to make you feel that way. The moon is shining, and that's a good sign. Cling to me closer and say you'll be mine. Remember, darling, we won't see it shine 100 years from today. 100 years from today. To me closer and say you'll be mine. Remember, darling, we won't see it shine 100 years from today. 100 years from today.
All right, there's our complete session, two sides, the A and the B side of the same 78. I couldn't take it, babe. And then 100 years from today, November 27th, 1933, Benny Goodman and the orchestra included, again, Benny Goodman clarinet, Jack Teagarden on trombone, his brother Charlie, I think, was on trumpet, Joe Sullivan piano, and Gene Krupa on the drums. They sounded sort of creaky, like they were at the beginning of their career as opposed to the peak of the swing era. And I will say once again, I don't know that these are records that I would buy if I only had a dollar, but Ethel Waters, if you think of where all the other classic blues singers were at this point, all their careers were basically through, particularly in the studio. Some of them were still around and singing, but Ethel Waters was an established star in the world of segregation. She and Alberta Hunter went to Europe, and Ethel Waters did it here at home. Largely these recordings and the radio. She was on the radio on a regular basis. All right, we'll do another one next week. I don't think we're too far away. I think we got one more CD's worth of sides by Ethel Waters to get us to the end in 1941. Right now, it's time for our vintage gospel set, and this week I thought we'd call on some people that I don't think I've played these before. We have the Hampton Institute. Let me grab this again. I can't even read my own writing. Okay. The Hampton Institute Quartet or Sextet. I'm not sure which one, how many voices there are here. This is from July of 1939, and it gets us started. It's The Old Ark is a Mover In.
Just a wait a little while, I'm going to tell you about the old ark.
Old ark's a mover in the law.
Oh, so you know the feeling in the old ark.
Went to work upon the dry land.
Oh, lots of mover in the mover in the law.
They feel that all the death of country coming.
Oh, lots of mover in the law.
No, then the sons of went to work upon the keyboard.
Oh, lots of mover in the law.
The crowd began to laugh and to sit upon the king guard.
Oh, lots of mover in the law. Oh, lots of mover in the mover in. Oh, lots of mover in the mover in the law. Oh, lots of mover in the mover in mover in. Oh, lots of mover in the law.
And off was a finish just according to the plan.
Oh, lots of mover in the law.
That's the note of the family, both animal and man.
Oh, lots of mover in the law.
The rain began to fall and off began to rise.
Oh, lots of mover in the law.
The wheat can hum around with the crumbs and the cries.
Oh, lots of mover in the law. Oh, lots of mover in, mover in. Oh, lots of mover in the law. You're lost to mover in the mover in mover in. You're lost to mover in the mover in the law.
40 days,
yes,
and 40 nights. The rain has kept a falling.
You're lost to mover in the mover in the law.
The week is trying to sing that my head has kept a falling.
You're lost to mover in the mover in the law.
That awful rain has stuck in there, so what is it society?
You're lost to mover in the law.
General off with all on board on every anti-riding.
You're lost to mover in the law. Oh, you're lost to mover in, mover in. You're lost to mover in the law. Oh, you're lost to mover in, mover in. You're lost to mover in the law.
In my text this morning, the 26th chapter of Genesis and the 18th verse. And Isaac digged again the wells of water. Subject, clean out your wells, your water is muddy. Abraham was a follower of God, a man who loved and feared God. The Lord blessed him with plenty. He was the richest man of his day. He was not like the rich folks of our day. He made provision for the weary travelers and had his servants to dig wells for their convenience. After the death of Abraham, his son Isaac came in possession of his real estate, and he was successful in everything that he put his hands to. The Philistines envied him because he was prosperous and stopped up his wells. They filled them up with rocks, mud, and old cans and buckets, and everything that came handy. They also cemented the top so that there'd be no sign of a well. Isaac's cattle began to die for the want of water. He made an investigation and finds that his wells are stopped up. He and his servants began cleaning them out, and the cattle from the 4,000 hills came and began to drink. Adam stopped up the well of salvation by eating the forbidden fruit. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, came down, suffered and died upon the cross, and was buried. He arose on the third day and unstopped the wells so that every man, woman, and child could come to the well of salvation and drink of the water of life freely. You will find in this text that your hearts are considered as a well. Some of your hearts are filled up with selfishness, malice, prejudice, hatred, and strife. My dear brother and sister, let me appeal to your conscience. Have your bodies washed with pure water and your heart sprinkled from an evil conscience. And let Jesus Christ rule supremely in your heart. Every liar, every drunkard, every false pretender, your wells are stopped up. Jesus said in the third chapter of the Revelation and the 20th verse, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man will hear my voice and will open the door, I'll come into him and sup with him, and he with me. Have your wells been cleaned out? If they haven't, let me ask you, my dear friend, that it's high time you're preparing to meet your God. Have them cleaned out now. Amen.
Well, I want to go
where Jesus is.
I want to go
where Jesus is.
I want to go
where Jesus is.
I want to go where Jesus is. I wanna go
see my Savior.
I wanna go where they took my Savior. They led him up a hill to a place they call Calvary. They nailed his hands and the ribbon my God beat. I wanna go
see my Savior.
I wanna go where Jesus is.
In that set, we heard the Hampton Institute Jubilee Singers and a record called De Old Ark Is Moverin' from July of 1939. Then we listened to a sermon by Calvin P. Dixon, Clean Out Your Wells, Your Water's Muddy, done in January 1925 for the Columbia label. We wrapped it up with a couple found on the Peacock label, The Sensational Nightingales and Go Where Jesus Is from the year 1954. Brother Cleophas Robinson, Sister Josephine James, and When I Cross Over from 1956. The sermon this morning, by the way, from Calvin P. Dixon was one of two black recording artists and clergymen who claimed the title of Black Billy Sunday. If you know anything about Billy Sunday, he was a white evangelist, formerly a professional baseball player who turned to religion and was probably the most popular evangelist in the country for the first two decades, from 1900 up to the end of World War I. And so there were black clergymen who were claiming to be the Black Billy Sunday. One was Calvin P. Dixon, we heard this morning, and Clean Out Your Wells. The other one was Dr. J. Gordon McPherson, who recorded 6 years later, 1931, as Black Billy Sunday. And I thought we'd kill the minute and a half that we have till we break to listen to the second Black Billy Sunday.
My sisters and my brothers, my subject for this evening is the world is in a hell of a fix.
Amen.
In a hell of a fix. And amid this worldwide depression and unrest, this old world has gone away from God, and it's in a hell of a fix. The Almighty God is thundering at the heart and conscience of men and women. They endeavoring to stop them in their heedless rush and to realize that now is we are living in perilous times, and the supreme need of the world today, amid the prime wave that is sweeping everything like a mighty cyclone, is the forces which make for character, shall control the forces which make for intelligence.